Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's time for Prop or Flop, where Joe Ostrowski breaks down tonight's pro basketball action. Where can you make money on player props tonight? Joe O answers now on Prop or Flop on BetQL Daily.
BetQL and Radio.com, I partnered up to help you beat the sports books. Use our promo code DAILY for 20% off any subscription. BetQL's algorithms analyze over 350,000 unique bets every year in real time to help give you an edge over the books. Use our promo code DAILY for 20% off any subscription. Joe Ostrowski and Ryan Horvat with you on this Tuesday. We are live weekdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time on the Radio.com app. You can watch us, Radio.com/BetQL-Daily. If you're checking this out live, make sure you're following both of us on Twitter. I'm at Joe0670 Horvat, at Ryan Horvat, the show Twitter account where you get the links to the podcast, all the cool video clips that Eli cuts up, at BetQL Daily, at BetQL Daily. So we went over sides and totals earlier, Horvat, for the nine-game schedule for tonight. Now we move on to the player props that we find most intriguing. And typically, like we always mention here, you want to bet these early because a lot of times, boy, is the juice moved, if not the number, by the time you get to tip.
Yeah.
And sometimes, yeah, you can get hooked on these too, even when you include points, rebounds, and assists. Books very good at setting these numbers. How about the highest total game of the day on the board by far? 242 between Brooklyn and Sacramento. You have a great offense in the Nets, a terrible defense, arguably the worst in the NBA with the Kings. We expect this game to be over, but if there's going to be that many points, that means a bunch of player props are probably going to go over. If I were to ask you which prop are you are targeting the most here, where would you go? Because I find myself, I'm a little worried because I'm thinking about some of the star players, and that's not usually how I go with these.
Right. Yeah. Especially with Kevin Durant out, I've been targeting Joe Harris, not only the points, which is usually around 12.5, 13.5 now that Durant is out, but the PRA has been hitting as well. So Joe Harris, I really like tonight. My favorite play, Joe, I want to get your take on this. Yeah. So you brought up 3-point shooting. Now this number is a little higher than I wanted, but how about James Harden? Over 3.5 3-pointers made tonight. If you look at it, he's averaging 4 made threes in his last 5 games on this 5-game winning streak. Higher volume because no Kevin Durant. That means more shot attempts, which is why I really don't like the assists. Now, you know, the PRA, most likely James Harden's going to go over tonight. But I don't know if I want to back that. I don't know if the assists are going to be there tonight. He's going to look to score. The Kings do not defend the 3-point line, as you brought up. I kind of like Harden over 3.5 threes tonight.
And the assist number is set at 11.5. It is now three straight games Yeah, you can only ride these props so long. Like the book's smartened up. They're going to keep raising it. And that's what they did to Harden. And now if you've been on that Harden train and you haven't gotten off, you haven't adjusted as they've raised the number, you have three consecutive losses. His assist number the last three games has been 7, 11, and 11. What is that PRA number for this evening?
PRA, let me pull that up real quick. I was just looking at the made three-point attempts because I like that.
What number is that at? 2.5?
Three and a half. It would be 2.5 if there was Durant on the floor tonight, but without Durant, again, higher volume. So he's eclipsed that number in his last five games. So I may stick with it. As far as the PRA for Harden tonight, that's a great question as I pull that up. But yeah, the assists, man, they've been scaring me off a little bit just because he's still looking to facilitate, obviously, but without Durant. No, that takes away obviously.
Now I will add that last week that these two teams just played, and in that matchup, Harden had 14 assists. Now Kyrie is also a guy that it's way up there at 29.5 points, but he put up 40 last week, and you shouldn't be shocked because backcourts have been dominating the Kings all year.
Absolutely, and that's why I really like this matchup for both James Harden and maybe even Kyrie. We could take a look at those numbers. All right, so the PRA tonight for James Harden, over 46.5 minus 115, under 46.5 minus 115. Thoughts on that?
46.5. See, something we have to take into account is we think this is going to be a high-scoring game. So there's a bunch of players that we think are probably going to go over, right? I don't think it's going to be mostly the bench here. Harden assists, I would back off based on what we've seen lately. It's just a little bit too high, even though we had 14 against them last week. Yeah, point total recently, 37, 23, 38, 29. PRA is probably the way to attack it if you want to bet on Harden. But what do you think about Kyrie 29.5?
29.5, I really like.
Okay.
No, I actually, you know what? I may like that. With Harden, another thing I was considering was just the rebounds and the points, which is 36.5, because you brought up the assists, but the rebounds have been there. And I think he's going to score at least 30 in this game tonight, because there's going to be no defense played whatsoever. I think my favorite bet, I think I'm going to stick with the 3.5 threes. I think he hits at least 4 tonight. I think that right now, man, I don't know that I could trust it. Just because, let's say that it's a night, I'm on the over as well with you. I do think that hits, but let's say it's a rough shooting night and a guy like Joe Harris isn't knocking down shots. And let's say that Harden has to get most of his points from the charity stripe, like we've seen. Let's say that he's going to the rack a lot and getting fouled. I don't know that I like the PRA for him. Again, I do like it for Kyrie probably more. I'm going to stay away in this spot.
I want to mention this. I know we're doing player props in this segment, but I thought this was pretty interesting. So the Nets winning 6 straight games, how many of those 6 games did they cover the spread?
In the 6 games, was it 4 of them?
All 6.
All 6 games.
The Kings have lost 7 in a row. Of those 7 losses, have they covered any of them?
Maybe 1.
0.
0.
Also 0. So the point spread in this small sample size over the last couple of weeks, as these two teams have been streaking, has not mattered.
No, not whatsoever. And that's why that scares me a little bit, because who am I on tonight? It may be my favorite bet of the night. I may have to rethink that one before we get to the lightning bets.
Maybe. No, I would actually like to hear that if I were you. Because
like the
Well, I mean, these streaks, they don't go on forever, and the books keep adjusting, so we will see. How about another game for player props? I brought us to Sacramento, Brooklyn. Give me a game.
All right, so one that I really wanted to play. I've been waiting for this spot for about a week now, and I hate the number. So I was waiting for it. Colin Sexton tonight, Cleveland, Atlanta. Not a whole lot of defense most likely going to be played. Yeah. Colin Sexton, I wanted the points. They set it at 24.5, though, Joe. I was hoping for 22.5, maybe 22. I mean, he's been on a tear scoring the basketball. I think he's going to eat the Hawks up. I mean, look what Trae Young was able to do. Or I'm sorry, look what Kemba was able to do against Trae Young. Look what Jamal Murray did against the Atlanta Hawks. They don't play a whole lot of perimeter defense, and point guards have been tearing them apart. Yes. But the only problem here is it's at 24.5. That means I'm betting over 2 points his average. He's averaging 22.9 points per game. Do I really want to bet 2 points over his average even against Atlanta? So I may stay away from that. Thoughts on that, though? Colin Sexton against Atlanta tonight, 24.5.
Look up his PRA while I give you this number, because you're right. Point guards have been tearing up Atlanta all season. Here's the number. Point guards, just the position. This is not a just starters. This is just the position. Point guards against Atlanta this year, 25.7 points per game, 8.5 assists per game, 6.5 rebounds per game. Like, they are filling up the stat sheet against the Hawks.
Yeah, the only thing that scares me about Colin Sexton is sometimes he goes away from looking to facilitate and he's a score first point guard. Like, right. For example, right now I could get the points and assists over 28.5, minus 115. I mean, if I'm going over 24 points, why would I not play the points and assists over 28.5?
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? Let's say that he finishes with 22, right at his average. Then all I need is 6 assists right there.
He averages 2.5 rebounds, so I don't know if you want to get involved in the PRA. He had 5 his last game, because that was the outlier. Before that, it was the last month he didn't have over 3. So I don't know if it's really worth it with the PRA, but points and assists, I get where you're coming from. Yeah. However, he's averaging what? 4 assists per game?
Yeah. So. 4 assists per game. I can't get the PRA right now, just the points and the assists, but as I pull that
What's
up,
that?
I see 40. Just 28.5 for the points and the assists.
28.5. Boy, yeah. That number's. And the points is what again?
And the points was 24. 24.5.
Not something I'm looking to play.
No, I'm going to stay away after all. But Trae Young over 42.5 on the PRA against Colin Sexton and against Cleveland. That's interesting. My favorite play prop, I'll just give it right now, man. RJ Barrett tonight. I'm going to go back to the Knicks. So I want to get your thoughts. Oh, I want to get your thoughts on Julius Randle real quick in this one.
Yes. Because,
again, now we're seeing the market adjust a little bit on Julius Randle, who continues to cash every single night. He's been my favorite player in the league. I may give him an MVP vote at the end of the year. But RJ Barrett tonight, love it. Love the PRA. Got it 24.5 against the Warriors. He's been putting up the numbers. And if you look what he did against Golden State back on January 21st in a win for the Knicks over the Warriors, he had 28 points and 5 boards in that game. All I need is 24.5 on the PRA. I love that for RJ Barrett tonight, because originally I wanted to play Julius Randle. Now I want to get your thoughts. Should I stick with Julius Randle? Because I'm leaning his PRA tonight rather than just the points. If you look at first matchup against Golden State, he was held to just 16 points in that game, but he had 17 boards and finished with 9 assists.
Yeah.
So last I saw, let me pull that up, and I'm praying it went down a little bit, but it was pretty high last night on that.
It should be high.
Oh, yeah. I feel like they really adjusted here. Let me make sure that it's still a sit. Yep, here it is. PRA actually went down a little bit, a full point. So I could get it over 40.5 minus 115 or under 40.5 minus 115 for Julius Randle, who leads the Knicks in points, rebounds, and assists. Again, in his first matchup against Golden State this season, 16 points, 17 boards, 9 assists. The 16 points kind of scare me a little bit. And I was looking at him because I feel like he's just going to eat against Golden State tonight. But then you see the 16 points in the first matchup.
I agree with you. And I was looking at Randle last 10 games, he's averaging 25 and 11, but that's a lofty number. What's the rebounds at? Because that's where I would take a look. That's where the Warriors have been getting crushed all year at the boards. I think they give up the most or second most rebounds in the NBA per game.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope. Because
I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah, the Warriors, absolutely. And that was why I was looking at the bigs in this game. So looking at the rebounds on this one, and as we pull this up, a rebound wager is, it is 11.5, and it's very heavily juiced. Minus 130 for 11.5 on the over for Julius Randle tonight.
No, I wouldn't play that.
RJ Barrett, that's the way I'm going to go in this one.
You can go with Barrett. Yeah, the number is too high. Man, I understand why it's that high. I totally get it. You know, on the other side, I didn't see it posted yet, but you want to take a look. I've been saying, remember how we were saying Harden, like you can only ride these props for so long that they're going to adjust, and then the last three he's gone under?
Yeah.
Well, if you look at Draymond, it's the same situation. When it was at 7.5, even up to 8.5, we were hitting those for a while, but then you take a look at the last few games and not so much. Assist numbers, 3, 9, 16, and 8 when it's inflated in that 8.5, 9.5 range. That's not good enough to get it done. So the assists have gone down for Draymond. So I wouldn't be blindly betting that one, especially going against the Knicks team. They have the slowest pace in the league and they're a pretty good D.
Yeah. I know. That's why, like, everything that I like tonight is pretty much point totals, and they're all set pretty high in these other games. I want to get your thoughts on a couple of these. What do you think about Joel Embiid? So he's been on a tear,
good.
But this point total tonight, 30.5 against a very good defensive team in the Toronto Raptors. But his last game against Toronto, Embiid just 6 of 20 from the floor and still scored 25 points against Toronto. It was one of his worst games of the year. He's averaging 30 a game. He's had 31 plus in 11 of his last 14 games. I like that. I kind of like Ben Simmons over 16.5 tonight. He's hit that in 4 straight games, but I love Joel Embiid over 30.5 because, again, he went 6 of 20 from the floor and still scored 25 against the Raptors. It's a bounce back spot. I already like Philly to win this game. What are your thoughts, though? Too high at 30.5? It's his average.
I'm glad you brought us to this game because that's what I was thinking, but I'm thinking of a completely different player. Man, Embiid's a beast.
Yeah.
Hey, what else do we have to say about this guy? He's averaging 30 and 11. Yeah. And now that in my opinion, the MVP is up for grabs. Like anybody can get it, I think. There's a top three. There's a bit of a gap, but it's still open enough that a list of 10 to 12 guys can work their way into the conversation. So maybe we'll see a big motivated game out of Embiid. Gets a pretty good defense in Toronto. I'm looking forward to watching this game, see if the Sixers respond after losing to the Raptors the other day. And you mentioned Simmons and Embiid, but I'm looking at the guy that still kind of flies under the radar for some reason. Yeah. And I don't understand why last 10 games Tobias Harris is averaging 21 points per game. I'm looking at some of the Tobias Harris props here. In this matchup. Now, the other day against Toronto, he only had 13 points. I think we're going to see more out of Tobias. The reason he only scored 13 is he was 1 for 9 from beyond the arc. That ain't happening again, man. I'd look at Tobias Harris. His assist number recently, 7, 7, 5. The number's 3.5, man.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Love that tonight.
That might be a prop. Make sure you're here for our lightning bets to wrap up the show around 1 o'clock Eastern time to let you know our favorite player props, but wanted to give you a bunch of different ideas there. We're going to continue the NBA conversation. Mike Gallagher will join us next. Joe Ostrowski, Ryan Horvat. You're locked into the BetQL Audio Network.